Yay, good deal, all right. Boy, I tell you what, people haven't even been eating the desserts yet, and everybody's hyped up already, so that's good. It's been a busy, busy evening, and I want to just welcome you all tonight. It's been really great being a part of this class with you all, and I'm enjoying getting to know you little by little. I'm getting to know who everybody's name is. What I would ask, we've got several things tonight. I want to congratulate you, first of all, on 6 weeks. We're halfway through the class today, you know, which is pretty amazing because it does go by really fast, okay? And it'll even go faster as the next six weeks goes on because we're going to be starting some different things, and you're going to have a good time with that. So one of the things that we're going to get ready to eat tonight here, I'm going to finish the rest of these announcements, then we'll go out and we'll get our meal and bring it on in, and we'll get started with the class teaching, okay? Looks like there's lots of food out there. All right, so that's good. We are sharing this with the Grow Track 2 class, so be polite, and if they take your chicken wing, don't break their arm or whatever, okay? Okay, if you've missed any classes, for work, we excuse that, okay? So in other words, if you have to work, we understand that, all right? Just bring me like you just showed me that Jackie had finished week three when she was out, and we're able to go back, and I can go back and amend the attendance for that week, so you don't get counted off for that, all right? And so anyhow, let me know when you've done it. Once you've told me you've done it, let me know and I'll make a notation of that. So that way you can graduate from the class. That's important. You know, but if you, let's say that you aren't going to get through all the classes, okay? You just can't make it all up. Don't quit coming, okay? Because there's so much in this class. You can come back and take the class again to graduate. All right, it's not like it costs you anything to do anything, so other than your time, but it's a good time well spent. So I encourage you to get online, get on the website, and check it out. Was it easy to listen to? Yeah, it's pretty easy. You can do it in your car if you want. If you got my little Apple Play, whatever they call it. I'm getting old. You can tell that stuff is just so over my head. You know what I mean? So we have water baptism this Sunday, March 8th. So if you've not been water baptized and would like to take that next step, please sign up using our app, okay, the Timber Creek app. And then what is next week? Does anyone know? Yes, so there's not going to be any class, all right? So one thing I also want to clarify that I might have misspoke last week, and I probably did because I've got so many things to remember. You do not get your Live Dead journals in the coffee shop, okay? If I told you to get them in the coffee shop last week, that was a mistake. All right, so you know, I've got them back here. If you want to get them tonight, they're $8 each, and then you have another whole week to get them because we're not starting them until the 23rd. After spring break is when we're going to start on the Monday after that, so it'll be great. But anyhow, let's pray for the food and pray that God will bless it. All right, Bonnie, would you lead us? I'd love to have you lead us tonight.
Scripture there to support that. Then we have to confess our sins to God for forgiveness of our sins. That's pretty simple. And we have the scripture for that. But we must confess our sins to one another for healing needed from any damage sin may have caused in our lives. So we understand we confess our sins to God for forgiveness. But then we confess our sins to one another for healing and needed for any damage sin may have caused in our lives. Let me say this here. Confess your sins to someone who is spiritually mature. Hear me. It breaks my heart at times because I'm a creep on Facebook. And some of the things I see people posting. Now those people, don't hear what I'm not saying, because I think it's a good thing to put on there, you know, be praying. But don't put all your business on there. But a lot of times, we are putting stuff out there for people that don't even know God. And that's why one of our values here at Timber Creek is we won't do life alone. And so I'm just saying be careful with it. Because there's no need for me to tell you anything about what I'm going through if I don't think you're going to pray for me. And I have some friends I don't even talk to because they're not spiritually mature enough to advise me on anything. Are y'all with me? So I strongly encourage you, if you don't already have an accountability partner, get you one. I have several of them. Jan would tell you, but she still loves me. Yeah. And see, somebody that really loves you, they're going to tell you when you're wrong. The Bible says that a brother loves at all times, and a friend is born for adversity. A true friend, they're going to tell you when you're wrong. Okay, let me move on. Any comment?
Be careful who you open up to, too. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes.
A majority of the population, 90% of them, don't care that you have problems. The other 10% are glad you do have them. So you gotta find somebody you can talk to who's gonna listen to you and tell you, look, you're being stupid. Read scripture, or actually, this is the route that works for you. Somebody who's brutally honest.
Yes.
Or somebody that'll tell you, no, I don't have to tell you the answer to that.
Yes.
You know the answer. You know, if you're asking me, then you know.
Yes.
You know.
And we have to be sensitive when people come to us. Because one of the things that God has taught me through Timber Creek is compassion without compromise. Yeah. You have to show compassion to people without compromise. And that can be difficult. But it can be done. Okay. Where we at? Number four? No, it's number four. I am going to do every fill in the blank. Consider yourself dead to sin and its power. Okay, so we have this long passage of scripture, Romans 6, 1 through 14. Basically what Paul is saying is, sin no longer has power over us. I think oftentimes, I know for my own self, Ashley, the reason I give in to sin back then was because I didn't realize that sin didn't control me. I had the power to say no, but I didn't understand it then. So Paul is saying that we need to consider ourselves dead to sin. Now there's a difference between sin not having power over you and sin being able to influence you. Because sin doesn't have power over me, but I'm smart enough not to put myself in certain situations where I'll be tempted and give in to it. Does that make sense? 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 says, evil company corrupts good character. He's talking to the believers. So while I understand that nobody can make me sin, nobody can make me gossip, nobody can make me fornicate, I'm just talking about me. Nobody can make me do any of that. But I still don't put myself in certain positions. I have power over it, but I'm not going to put myself in a position to be tempted by it. Now, we can't avoid our temptation. How many of you all go to Walmart? It's all kind of temptation. You got food, you got people, you name it. I'm just saying. Okay, number five. Number five, choose to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. It's a choice. We have to daily choose to walk in the spirit and not be led by our flesh or our sinful nature. Okay. So, I think we got all the fill in the blanks.
Yep.
Okay. Where's Mark? Oh, he's back there. This is what I'm going to do this, Mark, and then I'll call you up. Okay. The Live Dead Journal. I know they've already talked to you guys about it. You're able to purchase it tonight. Next week, we're on spring break. and the following week, you're able to purchase it. Mark, when are you guys going to start it? Okay. 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 Hey, do you guys have 1 Thessalonians, also Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and Colossians in your book? So I encourage you guys to go and read that and allow God to just speak to your heart. I mean, it's an encouraging words in there. Anytime you open up the word of God, even when God is convicting you, it's still encouraging. But what I want to say about the Live Dead Journal is I went through Grow Track 3 a year and a half ago. And I hadn't picked up my book. Well, I won't say I hadn't picked it up since then, but it's been a while. I'm not big on journaling. That, you know, I'm just not. But when I went through Grow Track 3, I want to say this here. I was struggling. My passion for teaching was beginning to collide with my waiting, because God was taking me through a process. I come here, you know, I didn't know what to expect, didn't know if I was going to be here one Sunday. I didn't know. And so I was comfortable at first. God healed me in some areas. He restored me in some areas. But after about 2.5 years, especially setting up under Pastor Talia's teaching, it really stirred up my passion back for teaching. And that was a good thing. The only problem was I didn't know how to handle it. And so while I was being a table host in Starting Point, a table host in Grow Track 3, and all of that, I began to struggle. I began to, and what happened is I allowed Satan to sneak in and begin to plant seeds of doubt. And so I began to struggle with my calling. It wasn't that I didn't realize my calling. I began to struggle with, had I missed God, was I supposed to come here? So I struggled with that. But through the growth tracks, God began to, you know, show me some things, but I was still struggling. Y'all remember death to self? God really began to deal with me, because I had an idea of how things should have played out as it related to my calling. But how many of you know God's ways are so much higher than ours? So when I went through this here challenge, and I did the challenge, and I sacrificed, I mean, well, it was a sacrifice. I tithe my time, but I want to read something, I really hope this encourages you. The very first day of the journal, I wrote, "My time is my life. I am vowing to give Jesus a tenth of uninterrupted time each day of my life for the next 30 days. I vow to deny myself, my comforts, so that I can spend time in the presence of the Lord." On day 2, this is what I struggle with, and I'm not going to go into details, but God showed me something 20 years ago about my ministry that I don't really even share much. But I'm just going to say this. Day 2, I wrote, "I saw myself standing before crowds in a church setting, but now I only want to see what you see, God. Now I see myself caring for one sheep at a time." And then I encouraged myself and said, "Don't become so fixated on the crowds that you overlook the one lost herding sheep." Day 3, because it began to progress, I wrote, "I want to hear clearly what God is speaking to me. I will not worry about an opportunity to teach at Timber Creek Church. God, you gave me this gift and opened the first door for me to teach. I'm being transparent with you. I have obeyed you and submitted to your will for my life. I will wait on you to open the next door. Day four, Father, I trust you, although it is hard. How many know waiting on God can be a hard thing at times? Help me to willingly place my dreams on the altar. And when I put my dreams, what I thought my life should be like, when I put that on the altar, things begin to change. That was a year and a half ago. When I tell you God has opened doors for me to teach at Timber Creek, I never had to rub elbows with anybody. Because see, what God was teaching me and what God was killing in me, if y'all allow me to say it, was he was killing pride. Pride that I didn't even realize I had. And it happened as I spent time with God. So I challenge you guys, I encourage you guys, you know, to take up this challenge. Because when we think we've given up something, and I've had arguments with God about what I give up to follow him, but God showed me you haven't given up anything. When you look at these missionaries and the things they give up, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. So I'm going to bring Mark up. Y'all just tell him that y'all was out there in that line for about 25 minutes. It's your fault trying to get those hot tamales. But I've enjoyed it, and I hope you guys really got something from it.
Thanks, Jolene. I love your dry sense of humor. It's great. We do have some homework this week, and if you turn to your homework page for week six, Faith in Action, it says just use these questions. You can keep that. It says use these questions below as a guideline for your response to the teaching. It says open your heart to the Lord by praying Psalm 139:23 and 24 below, and just ask the Lord, what is the Holy Spirit, you know, what are you pointing out to me? What area am I struggling with, okay? And if there's an area, he'll show it to you, all right? Ask him to search you and to know your heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And he'll do that if you ask him to do that, okay? And you know, one of the things that I want to encourage you is everybody has areas. Everybody has areas, you know, that they need to work on, okay? And I'm no different than anybody else, okay? And the battlefield's in the mind, we know that, okay? And that's where your biggest battle is. So, you know, ask God to help you in that area as well. The second thing is, what is God directing you to do this week to put sin to death in your life, you know? And sometimes you just have to take it a little bit at a time, you know? Bonnie helped me when she asked me to get the, suggested I get the Bible by, Joyce Myers, you know? Yeah, the Battlefield of the Mind Bible, and it's such a wonderful Bible because that is really where 90% of your challenges are, you know? And like Jolene says, we make the choice, okay? So, and then the one, how will you choose to walk in the Spirit from now on? What changes will you make in your life, you know? So just take it and ask God to show you and then make the changes. And I have to say one thing. Does that mean you're going to win every battle from then on?
Nope.
Probably not, you know? Go to Encounter. If you've not been in Encounter, I encourage you to be in Encounter. Take that next step because that is an amazing, amazing course. You will get set free from things that you would not even dream you could be set free from. But let me say this. Does that mean the enemy stops? No. So, you know, it's an ongoing, everyday thing. You just got to constantly be making choices. So I encourage you to read those chapters in your reading program for the week. Make sure you get there and do that this week as well and select one scripture to memorize. And with that, I want to thank Jolene. She did a great job. You know, we did really cut her time short tonight with our food thing. So, yeah, you know. And yeah, Bonnie, we need to, you know, being in the Next Steps group, we need to figure out what we got to do on that so that we don't lose half our class on that, you know. But let's pray and we'll just let you go. All right. Father, we bless you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness and your grace. Father, I thank you for your peace. I thank you that you go before us, Father God, and that you protect us, Father. We pray, Lord God, for each person here, that your protection would be over them this week. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would bring them to a new level in you, Father. And we just thank you And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.